Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, how's it going? It's Fashion O'Clock and you're with Manish. Halloween just went by and I ended up watching all my favorite horror movies throughout the week. From Halloween to Rosemary's Baby to The Shining. And these movies' styling got me thinking. One thread which runs across all of them is the fact they're all set in winter months. And I couldn't help but notice the fuzzy knits, the nubby cardigans and the woolly jumpers. Remember Drew Barrymore's beige V-neck jumper in the opening scene of Scream? Before she gets tragically gutted, when she's making popcorn and the serial killer rings, the soft jumper adds to her laid-back yet vulnerable appeal. I've always wondered, what is it about sweaters and horror? Let me give you another example. I'm sure you all have watched The Shining. Remember the ripped green turtleneck seen on Jack Nicholson as he's losing his sanity in the film? Or the bigger question is, was he ever sane at all? However, one of my favorite looks remains that of Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween, who's seen in a beige granny cable knit cardigan as she juggles her college and babysitting. Unlike her other college mates who are keen to get laid on the Halloween night, Jamie seems rather committed to her babysitting duties. Her cardigan look brings out her girl next door appeal. Also, she remains the only survivor in the end, tackling Michael Myers with courage. Also worth mentioning here is a key look from Rosemary's Baby, the mustard yellow cardigan with gold embroidery seen on Ruth Gordon, as she feeds her pregnant neighbor Rosemary with Tannis Root. Ruth, who plays Minnie Castevet in the film, is a devil worshipper, and her bizarre OTT outfit brings out her twisted appeal. And I have to bring up the perforated knit waistcoat which Vera Farmiga wears in The Conjuring 3. Who plays Lorraine Warren, the Ghostbuster. Her cardigan says, horror but chic. A soft, comfy knit has a comforting feel. It's protective and perhaps makes for the best layering option for a slasher or horror movie. It's also a reminder of the Halloween time which brings in nippy weather. How was your Halloween, guys? Hope you all had a blast. I didn't do much, just tried out some horror filters, as lame as that sounds. Got to admit, Halloween is my jam. It's my favorite time of the year where one could be anyone one wants to be. From a naughty doctor to a freaky butcher to a hot cop. Last year, I had attended a Halloween bash dressed as a gothic vampire. Which brings me to the end of the episode. Take good care of yourself, guys, and ciao for now.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.